3 Triple Z.
92.3
FM.
The following program is in English.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to L'chaim, to life, with your host, Morris Klein, who just happens to be my baby brother.
Shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, shalom shalom. Thank you for joining us tonight on L'chaim, to life. And as always, we have another jam-packed L'chaim ahead. So let's get on with our L'chaim, to life, Jewish life and more, here on 92.3 FM, 3 Triple Z. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to know what evil is, true, unmitigated evil, you need to look no further than Gaza, where one of the many Arab terrorist organizations launched about 1,000 rockets against Israel in the last week. Each rocket was intended to terrorize. Each rocket was intended to murder. Each rocket was intended to destroy. And they succeeded, but not in destroying Jewish lives, but in destroying the lives of their own people. For each death that occurred in the Gaza Strip was their responsibility, including rocket attacks that were intended to kill Jewish children, falling short into their own territory, killing their own children instead. Jews do not celebrate that, but our enemies do, for their goal is a dark goal, a goal of such depravity that while we celebrate saving lives, they celebrate taking them, including their own. The intentional act of murdering innocent people, especially children, is an act of such wickedness that it's hard for a human mind that is capable of compassionate thought to understand. Yet those are the kinds of people Israel faces. The Arab terrorists, whether they're called Islamic Jihad or Hamas or the Palestinian Authority, invest their vast resources given to them by a world community that is blinded by their prejudice against Jews and their failure to understand the lessons of history. They take these resources and turn them into weapons of death and destruction and mayhem and misery. And these terrorists, who should be ostracized into the filthy corners of society, far from all decency and morality, are actually supported by so many in a world whose moral compass has never found true north. Whether it's the United Nations, who will always find Israel the only guilty party, or the dictatorial leadership of Turkey, who farcically accuse Israel of killing children, or the morally deficient Russian spokeswoman, who in the irony of ironies, condemned Israeli actions that targeted Islamic Jihad terrorists. Perhaps we should call it a special military operation instead. Our enemies and critics aren't going away. We know that. But neither are we. And we know that too. For Israel, a country besieged by this darkness of humanity, somehow, in an act that defies all logical thought and understanding, still manages to shine a light that penetrates the thickness of this evil fog. It is a miracle, and it must be, for thousands of rockets rained down on this tiny democratic country, and yet there were no deaths. There should have been, there were supposed to be, the sheer vastness of the odds tell us there has to be, and yet there weren't. And it wasn't dumb luck. It was the epitome of the Sanhedrin quote in the Talmud that says, "Anyone who saves a life is as if he saved an entire world." Despite all the flaws that exist in Israel, as in any other country, and despite the many flaws of people and politicians that also exist in every other country, I could not be more proud of our Jewish homeland, a country in which, despite so many challenges, the Jewish spirit still manages to find its way. It is that Jewish spirit that impassions Israelis to do the opposite of what our enemies do, to invest resources not in taking lives, but in saving lives. The technological marvel of the Iron Dome epitomizes that. For while it may be built with steel and iron and cutting-edge technology and the greatest minds alive, it is powered by our ancient Jewish spirit and our ancient Jewish belief that every life is important. This is Justin Amler, L'chaim to life.
Justin Amler with his The Jewish Spirit of Saving Lives, which was published yesterday in the Times of Israel blogs. Outstanding as always is Justin, and with the truth. And let me tell you, who has a problem with the truth when it comes to Israel? Most of Australia's major media organisations. Fair Dinkum, the reporting on the recent Gaza hostilities has been so pathetically dishonest. Check out my Facebook page to see what I wrote about one TV channel which referred to Gaza as Palestine, with absolutely no mention of the over 1,000 Palestinian Islamic Jihad rockets fired at Israel, which, by the way, were responsible for most of the civilian deaths in Gaza due to their rockets backfiring. Please tell me, what hope Australia when most of its media is so flagrantly, disgustingly dishonest? Let me read something out. A CNN reporter, a BBC reporter, and an Israeli commando were captured by terrorists in Lebanon. The leader of the terrorists told them he would grant them each their last request before they were beheaded. The CNN reporter said, "Well, I'm an American, so I'd like one last hamburger with fries." The terrorist leader nodded to an underling, left and returned with the burger and fries. The reporter ate it and said, "Now I can die." The BBC reporter said, "I'm a reporter to the end. I want to take out my tape recorder and describe the scene here and what's about to happen. Maybe someday someone will hear it and know that I was on the job to the end." The leader directed an aide to hand over the tape recorder and dictated some comments. The reporter then said, "Now I can die knowing that I've stayed true to the end." The leader turned and said, "And now, Mr. Israeli tough guy, what is your final wish?" "Kick me in the ass," said the soldier. "What?" asked the leader. "Will you mock us in your last hour?" "No, I'm not kidding. I want you to kick me in the ass," insisted the Israeli. So the leader shoved him into the open and kicked him in the ass. The soldier went sprawling and rolled to his knees, pulled out a 9mm pistol from under his slack jacket and shot the leader dead. In the resulting confusion, he jumped to his knapsack, pulled out his carbine and sprayed the terrorists with gunfire. In a flash, all the terrorists were either dead or fleeing for their lives. As the soldier untying the reporters, they asked him, "Why didn't you just shoot them in the beginning? Why did you ask them to kick you in the ass first?" "What?" replied the Israeli. "And have you report that I was the aggressor?" Ain't that the truth? By the way, please check out my comments in last week's Australian Jewish News, responding to Mr. No Ira for Glen Ira, Councillor Zingier. I had plenty of like-minded company joining me in responding to Zingier's constant ongoing hostility towards Israel, our eternal Jewish homeland. Okay, it's time for our little L'chaim dedication to Dame Olivia Newton-John. My favourite song of hers is "I Honestly Love You." However, we have chosen the song that she recorded last year with her daughter Chloe Latunzi, which I think is a great fit and hope with what Justin had to say tonight. It's called "Window in the Wall." Please check out the YouTube clip. It's beautiful. Dame Olivia Newton-John, Baruch Dayan HaEmet.
Forgotten how to love? Are we blinded by the hate we let inside? No one's given in or given up. The lines are drawn and there's no compromise. This isn't who we are. It's time for looking for a window in the wall. Maybe we can see the other side and find we're not so different after all. Looking for a window in the wall. Can grow as cold as stone, then become the borders we can't cross. The fertile fields of trust where
And for some good news, actually not good news, great news. As from next week, L'Chaim 2 Life, Jewish Life and More will be broadcasting the latest news from the Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation, better known as Khan News. This is the Khan News broadcast at 2 p.m. Israel time, which is 9 p.m. Aussie time, right when L'Chaim is on air. George will be slotting in the latest Israel news into the program. I can't wait, a L'Chaim exclusive. Well done, Team L'Chaim. Right, you will find a recording of tonight's program at www.omni.fm/shows/L'Chaim-2-Live. That is L'Chaim, L-C-H-A-I-M-2-Live. An extensive selection of our L'Chaim podcasts with many of our delightful guests are now available on the Australian Jewish News podcast page. Type in australianjewishnews.com and simply click on the podcast page. L'Chaim podcasts are also available at JWire, the digital Jewish news daily for Australia and New Zealand. Or go to the Jewish Life page on the Social Blueprint Jewish Resources website. If you'd like to contact us here at L'Chaim, our email is lchaim3zzz@gmail.com. For only $16, please consider becoming a member of the Jewish group here at 3ZZZ. And for seniors, it's just $11. Click on 3zzz.com.au. On the application form, please clearly indicate that you are joining the Jewish group. Many thanks again to Team L'Chaim, Dr. George Banky, the executive producer, Dr. Maury Frankel, and Jeff Deegan. So thank you for tuning in, and please join us again on L'Chaim. My name is Morris Klein. I'm Yisrael Chai, and peace.